And now chatting with this week's Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, our first of the 2019 high school fall sports season, St. Genevieve Dragons quarterback Logan Gegg joining us right now. Logan, thank you and congrats. Getting that first start under your belt against Dexter in week one, how nice was that? And what was it like to get to run that position of quarterback full-time as opposed to kind of part-time like you had the last few years?
You know, it was good to get the first game of the way this year, and, you know, we came out pretty well. We looked pretty good. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to do to build off of this week, and it's kind of nice, you know. You know, I had, like, part-time at quarterback last year as my sophomore year, and this year I finally taken over. It's a lot nice. I think it's easier to settle in. Just to know, like, you know, you're going to be there all game. You don't have to worry about other stuff. So that is a good time for me to settle in for it.
What was the preparation like when you knew that Chad Dunsey was going to graduate and you were going to have to step into that role full-time as the starter? What was that summer like for you in terms of prepping, and what are the stuff that you're doing even now that maybe you didn't have to do a year ago as the second-string QB?
Now at practice, you know, you gotta make the throw now. Like last year, I came in for, like, running the ball for a little bit every once in a while, but you know, this year I had to be the guy to be a leader for the team, and you know, just gotta do the stuff every play and just be a good leader for the team and do whatever the team needs whenever.
What are some of your favorite things about getting to play the position of quarterback?
You can do anything, you know, you don't have to worry about catching, you can throw it, run it, or even, you know, just being a leader for the team, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, just going to wide receiver or going to this spot, you know, you're going to one spot, you know, every time, and just being able to know what's going on every play is kind of fun for me, I think.
I got a chance to come see you guys out at training camp over the summer and watch you guys work one-on-one with your coaches, and I noted that the staff that you guys have is really good at not only keeping you guys on your toes, but also just teaching you and telling you something new with every single rep. I would imagine you'd say the same thing about the coaches you get to work with, right?
Yeah, coaches, we have great coaches. You know, they're always fun. You know, they're always loose with us, but then, you know when it's time to be serious, and they're good at that. You know, we have fun at practice. Like when it's time to get down to business, we all click together and understand each other. So I think all of our coaches are great. We all love them. We love playing for them. So it's a great feeling to know that your coaches are there for you and we're there for them whenever they need us.
The other thing that was echoed at training camp, I know, was the fact that you were very much centered in on this week one matchup with Dexter that you had that earned you this Athlete of the Week honors, because Dexter came into St. Jen at the end of last season in the first round of the district playoffs, beat you guys in triple overtime. You turn around here week one and play them and pretty well get the job done. I imagine there was a whole lot of motivation and a sense of just a real nice cathartic good feeling after getting the job done this time around.
Yeah, you know, last year that was a heartbreaker, really. I mean, three overtimes, you know, just being one point away from going to next week, then, you know, eventually losing to him. It was tough because a lot of us juniors last year, we played that game, so we knew going into the winter, like, that's our first game. So we just wanted to come out, make a statement, and I think that's pretty good job of what we did.
To kind of give people, I guess, one more look at how the summer has been going for you, you're not just fueled by getting to play Dexter right away in week one and worried about having to take over as the new starting quarterback. You also had a busy baseball summer with St. Genevieve Post 150 and American Legion Baseball. You guys were zone champions and made it to the state tournament. How much fun was that? And then what was the balance like between that and prepping for football this season?
Yeah, you know, we went to state this year for baseball. It was really cool. I've never been to state for anything else. And just the atmosphere. We went to Sedalia, and it was just a good time for us. And, you know, I think I missed a few games of football. My coaches understood, and they were good with that. So that was nice to know that they understood that I was playing baseball at the time. But I still got with coaches and met up with them and talked about stuff they were going over at training camp and stuff. So it was all right. They were cool with it. And then after the season was over, I was right at football ready to go.
All righty. Well, Logan, we hope the football season ahead of you is not only as successful as 2018 was with the Dragons, but also has a little bit more of a happier ending than that first-round district exit. Congrats on this honor again, and best of luck to you the rest of the year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me this award.
All righty. That is Logan Gegg, quarterback from St. Genevieve, and our first Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week for the 2019 high school fall sports season.